and welcome to my new podcast episode in which I would like to talk about my definition of peaceful togetherness. I am very happy you're here. If you don't know me yet, please let me introduce myself. My name is Britta and I am a registered counselor and certified equine facilitated wellness professional. It is my passion to accompany people and their horses on their own peaceful way and to help them to solve problems with their horses peacefully, heal traumatized horses, and of course, to create their own unique way of a peaceful togetherness. And with my podcast, I would like to inspire people and to give them maybe some unusual ideas to think about. Since people decided to keep horses for a specific purpose, the nature of this relationship is characterized by pressure, force, frustration and fear. And I would simply like to show other horse people that there are other peaceful ways to be together with horses, where the horse does not have to function or have to be controlled. Of course, there are many definitions of a peaceful and trusting relationship, and most trainers today promise a good connection with the horse. And so I would like to talk about what peaceful means to me personally and how this definition might differ from others. I would also like to talk about the challenges that many might experience during the transition to a peaceful togetherness, and will briefly touch the topic of safety. Now I hope you enjoy this episode. First, I would like to talk about what I consider conventional horse training. Of course, this definition varies greatly, and everyone has his or her own ideas about it. What I consider as the conventional way is the kind of training that is most widespread worldwide, which is to train the horse into obedience through pressure and negative reinforcement. That the horse has to function and is also forced to do things that we expect without having the chance to question it. That the horse is controllable, usable, and that it is always ready for us to do what we wanted to do without resistance. Of course, this approach is very advantageous for us because it allows us to fully enjoy our hobby horse. However, I personally am convinced that this approach harms the horse psychologically and ultimately physically too. Maybe when you hear conventional way, you first think about a sport horse that is in its stall for 23 hours and only allowed to come out when it's being worked in the arena. Yes, of course, that exists, but this is certainly the exception, as today many people are looking for a good relationship with the horse and not only for a sport tool. But the most common training method today, which is natural horsemanship, is also based on the idea that the horse should always do what we want. And with that, you can't avoid using pressure and negative reinforcement. I remember that my trainer always told me I have to be very assertive with my horse and have to be the boss, because otherwise I would lose respect and my horse will do what it wants, and that at some point I won't be able to control it at all. And to be honest, that is absolutely true. If, for example, the horse is supposed to stand quietly on the mounting block when I want to mount it, but doesn't do it when I don't use negative reinforcement or maybe even punishment, then of course, if I suddenly allow the horse to say no without a negative consequence, it is very likely that it will say no and not let me mount it for a long time. Some horses might never allow it again. In other words, in the peaceful way, it is a perfectly justified concern that the horse will not function as we would like it to. Maybe here a few words about negative reinforcement. It is not generally a bad concept. It just depends very much on when and for what it is used. In principle, negative reinforcement is a normal form of communication with a horse or with people. For example, it is often needed to set personal boundaries. But unfortunately, it can become a tool that can be harmful to the other person or to the horse. The reason why I initially started to question the conventional way was that every time when I was supposed to put pressure on my horse, this inner voice came up saying, I don't want this. This doesn't feel right. Why am I doing this? And one can say that I was already very gentle by conventional standards, but I still felt I ignored my horse's emotions and tried to be someone I am not, which is trying to make another being do something against its will for my own pleasure. And that this cannot be good, not for my horse and not for me. Of course, I also experienced consequences from forcing my horse while I had doubts about it. For example, there was a time when my horse didn't want to come with me and stopped all the time when I tried to lead it somewhere, and even tried to bite me. What peaceful togetherness with horses means for me today is that my horse feels seen when it is with me, that it enjoys our time together, and that my horse can keep its pride and find its strength. And for the horse to find its strength, we ourselves have to find our own inner strength. If we don't trust ourselves, if we are afraid and don't believe in ourselves, the relationship with a horse cannot grow, because our own themes and relationship patterns will create problems with our horse too. This means that the peaceful way also includes working on our own personal development, our themes and patterns, and also on our other human relationships in life. Of course, this can be difficult at times because each of us has certain emotions and experiences that were unpleasant or even traumatic and which we still carry around with us. And of course, we take all of these with us to our horse and the horse will react to it. In order to have a really good relationship with our horse, we can't avoid taking a look at our own part of the relationship, which unfortunately is often not addressed in other conventional forms of horse training methods. It's a one-size-fits-all approach. Therefore, a large part of our new togetherness with horses is personal development. For me personally, it was especially learning to be in the present moment again and not to think 5 steps ahead. And with my own personal development, I will be able to go to my horse as someone who feels more and more content and at peace, without expectations and open to whatever way of togetherness and activities arise and feel good on that day. All that doesn't mean that everything always goes smooth and that there are no challenges, especially during the transition from a conventional to a more peaceful relationship. Today, there are many people who already are very peaceful with their horses in many situations, who only use light pressure and positive reinforcement. But often, when they really want to do something with a horse, for example riding, they go back using more conventional methods. From my point of view, however, this is still conventional training. Maybe one that's changing, but this can be very confusing for a horse and ultimately even be harmful. When, on one hand, we allow the horse to show emotions and to say no, where it doesn't matter for us, but the moment the horse no longer does something that is really important for us, like riding, for example, and if the horse is then suddenly forced to do it, it will be very confused. This can even traumatize a horse, because sometimes it is seen and allowed to communicate, and then its feelings are completely ignored. The horse will then just don't know anymore when something is allowed and when it has to do what is asked for, as otherwise there will be a negative consequence for it. In these situations, it might even be better for the horse if someone is very clear and only works with pressure, because then the horse can at least understand the person clearly and doesn't become insecure. Of course, that doesn't mean that I am in favor of this. On the contrary. And then there are people, and this happens quite often, who are already very caring, friendly, and peaceful by nature with the horse, and who want to leave the conventional way completely behind because using so much pressure is just not part of their personality. Often these people do not yet have a clear picture of what this peaceful way could look like for them and what they can do now with a horse without using pressure. Maybe there are also fears and insecurity, and then they stop doing things with a horse altogether. Or they have difficulties to protect their own personal space and to set clear boundaries with a horse. This is often done with the best intentions, But unfortunately, this can also lead to the horse becoming very insecure and then maybe getting even pushy or aggressive, which then leads even more to that the person is doing less and less with the horse, which is a great pity and does not have to be like that at all. So that means there are ways of being with horses that could be considered peaceful, but which do not really improve the situation for the horse and sometimes not for ourselves. And yes, on my personal journey during the transition phase to peaceful togetherness, I had both situations. I was sometimes peaceful and sometimes I worked with pressure. Especially when nobody was watching, I was very peaceful, but I didn't set my boundaries very clearly. So my horse then thought, oh, if she doesn't respect her boundaries, then I also don't have to do it. And in other situations, especially when someone was watching, I tried to be very assertive, but since my horse were not used to it, I had to use a lot of pressure, which completely confused it. At some point, I didn't know what to do and how to handle situations, so that for a while I did almost nothing with my horses. Fortunately, this is completely different now. But I do believe that being on this peaceful way does not mean arriving at a certain destination, but rather lifelong learning. So I still see myself as being on this journey. But fortunately, I like traveling. Now, maybe a few words about safety, as many people fear that when we don't control the horse at all times, it is unsafe for us and the horse. I agree that safety is paramount. And of course, in the peaceful way, safety is just as important as it is in the conventional way. But in a peaceful togetherness, safety is achieved in a different way. Safety is not achieved through control or by teaching the horse how to react when it is afraid, because it is always possible that the horse is so afraid that it breaks out of our control system or will even rebel against control. Safety on the peaceful path is created by attentively judging every situation and feeling into the horse's emotions and reactions. We learn to assess our horse's character and to interpret the body language. We will notice appeasement signs and observe the horse's energy. Through this, we will get to know and understand the horse more and more, and with that, we will be able to predict earlier when something is not right or if it asks us a question like, can I go and graze? Or that it tells us something like, this thing in front of me is really scary. Through this, we learn to manage every new situation as early as possible before the horse has to show a big reaction, for example, pulling us to the grass or jumping into us when it is scared. This allows us to be more relaxed and not nervous when something doesn't go as planned. And the horse, in turn, will react to us being more relaxed. We will also help the horse step by step to become more peaceful with scary situations by allowing it time to assess and to handle the scary situation, all while we ourselves are feeling peaceful. And we always go at the horse's pace and don't push it through something. As a result, our relationship will grow because our horse recognizes that we are aware of our surroundings and recognize its emotions, needs, and also possible dangers early, and that we are trustworthy and don't ask something or push it into something that is very difficult for the horse. If, however, we don't assess situations or the horse's emotions correctly, or if we notice potentially dangerous situations too late, and would then, against the horse's resistance, drive it with a whip towards the danger, and the horse, above all, may even notice that we ourselves are very nervous, then this will show the horse that we are not peaceful and trustworthy and reliable mentors, and that we are either not able to judge situations correctly, or that there is indeed a danger, and that it is not beneficial for the horse to be around us when something is dangerous. When we decide, however, to not longer try to control the horse or to train it to just function, if we listen to it and if we make decisions together that are okay and doable for both of us, the relationship with our horse will grow. Our horse will then always feel safe around us and will be motivated from within to be with us because they made so many positive experiences with us. So overall, what peaceful togetherness means is activities that the horse and I can enjoy equally, being in the present moment and sharing affection with the horse, where safety is important, where methods and techniques, such as positive or negative reinforcement, are valid tools, but where it completely depends on when, why, and how it is used and for whose benefit. And where personal development and the release of traumatic experiences play an important part. I hope I could give you a little insight into what I understand by the conventional way and by peaceful togetherness. Maybe I could inspire you a little bit. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast episode, because that means that maybe you are already open for this path, or maybe that you are just starting to open up, or maybe that you are already on your way yourself in one way or the other. But even if not, that is totally fine. Everybody goes his or her own way. I just wanted to introduce you to my approach, and I'm super happy if you can take something of it with you. If you want to learn more about it or work with me, please visit my website peopleandhorsesinoneword.com or send me a message through one of my social media accounts. Thank you so much.